weekends? Because the play has looked fantastic.
Yeah, I think it has felt different. I think I've been a little more aggressive, and that just translates to me being a better goaltender and feeling more confident in the net on just every situation, really, in the game.
On top of that, how important is it for the decor in front of you to be playing really, really well?
Yeah, I mean, it's important for everyone on our team. You need a full team effort to win a game. That's just, I mean, it's cliche, but it's a fact. So everyone's got to be doing their part, and they have.
Somebody mentioned the line between being aggressive and not making a dumb mistake kind of thing from a goaltender standpoint.
You can't think about making a dumb mistake. You just got to be aggressive and, whatever save selection you make, whatever read you make on a play, you just got to stick with it regardless. So you can't be thinking about, I don't want to be too aggressive.
Somebody mentioned you want to change pads. Does that make any difference at all? Is that superstition? Is that function? Is it a lie?
I did change pads. I think it does make a difference. I went with half an inch shorter on my pads at the start of this year, and I went back to my old pads, and I just feel like I get better support, and they're a little different, and I just move better in them and just feel better.
When did you make the switch?
Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you guys think a lot about the Big Ten championship, regular season champs, or is it more about just NCAA tournament, how far to go?
No, we're thinking Big Ten championship. I mean, that's our goal. We want to win championships at the start of every year, so we're not just looking ahead to the NCAA tournament. We want to take care of business in the Big Ten first.
Last week, part of the instruction was to get the puck, clear it safely out of the chaos zone in front of the net. Did that lead you to playing differently, different posture? You just look more upright and challenging.
Yeah, I don't know if it made me play any different, but you're kind of conscious of it. So we worked a lot in practice deflecting rebounds with my stick, and coaches told me, you got to cover everything. Because that's how Penn State got their offense is, they get rebounds and then they start going in zone. So I guess I thought about it, but I didn't change my game because of it.
So you won't change again this weekend?
No.
Not changing the pads back to the new ones?
No, staying with the old pads.
He's doing pretty well with the old ones.
Ohio State's power play is pretty prolific. What are your keys as a goalie against that unit?
I mean, I just got to make the first save. That's my job, and then it's kind of my defense job to clear everything and get 200-foot clears too. So that's kind of what I'm going to focus on. I'm sure coaches will get us prepped on what their tendencies are. So once they do that, we'll kind of know what to look for, whether it's a seam pass or backdoor plays. So let's go from there.
Is it hard to kind of prep for that until you see it?
A little bit, but I mean, we played them earlier in the year, so you kind of have a sense of what they do. But I mean, nobody does anything different really than anyone else. It's just a few plays here and there, so it's not too big of an adjustment week to week.
Thoughts on Leon Bristedt's hat trick?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. He for lack of a better term, he made the goalie look kind of silly on the first one, but that's kind of what Leon does. So happy for him.
What was the reaction in the room after the game towards the hat trick?
Yeah, it was big. We knew how big it was for not just our team, but for Leon. And we're all happy to see any of our teammates succeed like that. So it's great.
Don called Jake Bischoff a Swiss Army knife of defense.
Yeah, he can do it all. I mean, you just, as a goaltender, you feel really confident when you see Bisch in front of you because you know he's going to lay his body on the line to block a shot. But, I mean, he had three assists Saturday night too, so he can do it all.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Eric. Yep.